In Libya, the fighting drags on, and the struggle between rebels and forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi is seeping across the border into Tunisia. Normally quiet towns are feeling the effects of intrigue between Libyans who support one side or the other, and people who side with the rebels say they're being spied on and attacked by Gaddafi's agents. NPR's Corey Flintoff sent this story from the Tunisian city of Djerba.
Djerba is an outwardly placid place, a sun-bleached stretch of the Mediterranean with whitewashed hotels that cater mainly to vacationers from Europe. Tourism has fallen sharply since the Tunisian revolution that began in December of last year. In the place of tourists, Djerba now has an influx of people from Libya, some fleeing the fighting, some involved with it. It's the first sizable town on Tunisia's southern coast, only about 2 hours by car from the Libyan border. Some Libyan rebels and their supporters are lying low in Djerba. On a dirt road on the outskirts of town, five young men gather in a room on the unfinished top floor of a nondescript house. The room is nearly bare except for some foam mattresses, a television set, and a shelf draped with the Libyan rebel flag. One man, a 21-year-old who calls himself Sanad Libya, taps at a laptop computer. The rebels here maintain a website and issue a printed newsletter. He says the young men have come from the fighting in Libya's western Nafusa Mountains. They're in Djerba to rest, recruit, and organize among the refugees. They say they can't always tell whether the people they meet are with them or against them.
And my friend is a rebel, but actually he is a spy. We cannot trust.
That's a 23-year-old former engineering student who identifies himself only as Axel. Earlier this week, there was an attack against the office of a Libyan refugee aid group called the Libyan Freedom Headquarters that's associated with a rebel side. That office is now closed, and its leaders are gathered on the balcony of a posh cafe that overlooks the sea. Like the student rebels, they ask that their names not be broadcast because they fear retaliation against their families in Libya. This man, Fouad, identifies himself as the president of the group, which he says provides only humanitarian assistance for Libyan refugees, not military support.
About 1 week ago, come a lot of strange people in our office, and they ask for helping. They ask for money, they ask for food. The people forget that. You can't see it.
Fouad says they raise suspicion because they didn't seem like refugees.
There's not people, they need help or something like that, because they come in a bucket, a lot of money with them.
Fouad suspects the visitors were just scouting the office, preparing for an attack that came just a few days later. The assistant manager of the office takes up the story. He shakes hands awkwardly because his right hand is wrapped in gauze. He says the office was nearly empty when dozens of men showed up wielding knives, stones, and clubs. The assistant says his hand was cut as he tried to fend off the attackers with a chair.
Yes. It was a miracle. He took the chair and really defending himself. You cannot imagine this power, you know, because either you die or you save yourself.
That's Abdul Razik, whose son, also in the office, was stabbed repeatedly. Now in the cafe, the son raises his shirt to show several bandaged wounds in his chest, belly, and side. The men say the Tunisian police eventually came and broke up the fracas. For now, the Libyan Freedom Headquarters is closed, but the men say they plan to find a new location and keep up the effort. Abdul Razik says Gaddafi won't make it easy.
Spies are everywhere in Djerba. Of course, he's defending himself and he's sending eyes and so on. The Tunisian government now very, very, very weak, and they don't want to close the borders.
These men don't want to see the borders closed either. But as long as Libyans can cross into Tunisia, they'll bring their conflict with them. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Djerba, Tunisia.